This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live from South Dakota, where there's a little bit of normalcy left in this country. But aside of that, friends, we are doing what we're doing right here in the state of South Dakota. We're working, and we are getting the information extracted as to what needs to be given to the American people to keep them alert, to keep them awake as to the issues that need to be dealt with. Now, before we get to it, friends, I want to let you know that we're going to be talking about hijacked, okay? It's not the thugs on the streets that you need to worry about. It's the mainstream media and politicians that are behind creating this chaos that's taking place today on so many fronts. Totalitarianism, I bring up the word quite a bit. And with that said, I want to define it for you according to a dictionary, a modern version of a dictionary, because totalitarianism, as a matter of fact, let me just take a second here and go into Webster's 1828, because I guarantee the word totalitarianism probably isn't there. And there's a reason it's not there, because it wasn't an issue that they dealt with, and I'm sure they did in a different way. But totalitarianism is not there. It isn't a modern version because it's a modern issue that we deal with and a different method. Though all things, the preacher says, the Ecclesiastes 1:9, there's nothing new under the sun. It's just a different title, same father of the devil, right? Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. But listen to this. This is the definition of totalitarianism. It's a political system or a form of government that prohibits opposition parties. Okay, and we've seen this for a long time. We've seen the left war against the right. They put them up, the mainstream media does, as what? Arch enemies. Yet they're on the same team working for the same special interest groups. And what they've done, those politicians, those said representatives, have sold themselves out and playing the Judas to the people and selling themselves out to special interest groups, okay, that are in fact extorting these men, controlling these men, and they have handlers that tell them what to do, when they're supposed to do it, how they're supposed to do it. If you think that's far-fetched, go back to the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, because that lit up the American people during that era back in the 30s as to what was going on during that time in government in the United States of America. But again, totalitarianism is a political system or a form of government that prohibits opposition parties, restricts individual opposition to the state. In other words, the state is God. God is no longer God. He's out of the way. And it claims and exercises an extremely high degree or degree of control over public and private life. You've been seeing this in this country for a long time. It is regarded as the most extreme and complete form of authoritarianism. Okay? That's totalitarianism. Let me explain it street lingo for you so you can understand. What they do is they attack the people, they pull their hair, they slap their face, okay? And what they do behind that, friends, is when the cameras get there on cue, they create the issue, They pull the hair. They slap the face. When the cameras show up, they play the victim. The state intercedes, and what does it do? It begins to attack the one, not that's playing the victim that did the attacking, friends, but in fact the one that's accused of the crime. And we can go back to Joseph Goebbels again, the propagandist under that of Adolf Hitler, who said, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. That's totalitarianism, but it comes in with force. Okay, we're going to be talking about that, and I'm actually looking forward to it, friends, because what we see, and it's been talked about for years in this country, but when you go through Rules for Radicals and you begin to look at the methods that were used by the disciple of Satan himself, Saul Alinsky, they're very applicable to today as to how they are playing this out line upon line. Now, listen, I'm not here today to magnify what the criminals are doing. I'm here laying the question to 330 people, 330 million people, forgive me, in this country that are allowing the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population to destroy the country in which we have. I don't understand it. I never will understand it. And I'm not a part of that problem, just for the record, friends. Okay? So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about hijacked. And it's not the thugs on the street that you need to worry about. It's the mainstream media and politicians that are behind creating this chaos that we see today. Before we get to that, let's go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 15 articles there every day combating the lies in the mainstream CIA-controlled media. And we are taking down their narrative, friends, which is propaganda. And we're exposing it with the use of the Word of God and the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. If you're looking for the resolve, then we're on the same page. If you want to be entertained, this is not the radio show. If you're a Christian, you're a patriot, a conservative, extracted all from the Christ, then this is the right channel for you to be listening to. Because, again, we're equipping people with the answers in dealing with the enemies within, friends. And the only way to do that is a lawful reformation. We don't want revolution. I'll be talking about that as well. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. When you click onto YouTube, go to the right side of the page. Click onto live chat. There we are. Join us at any time. And if you'd like to jump on YouTube as well, you can go to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Do the same thing there. Click onto the page. Go to the right side. And listen to us on live chat. Now, listen, if you're listening to us on one of the 125 radio stations across the country or one of the 53 countries that we are broadcasting live into even now, please give us a call. Love to hear from you. We are set up on Comrax in South Dakota here. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to put a little salt on your tongue concerning what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Tim Brown called me this morning, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, and he said, Bradley, did you know? And he kept asking me, did you know that he was also the same doctor that did the autopsy on the Simpsons, the same doctor that did the autopsy for MLK? Did you know that Michael Baden is the doctor that did the autopsy for JFK? I said, no, Tim. I said, I would consider those people from that time era to be dead by now. And he said, no, Michael Baden's still alive. And the same guy that did the autopsy, allegedly, for Jeffrey Epstein, the Simpsons, MLK, and JFK, is the same guy, friends, that also did the autopsy for guess who? George Floyd. It's getting weird. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
To the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're set up on Comrax. We're live out of South Dakota today, getting a little normalcy out here. And with that said, if you'd like to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to just get to this right away because I'm seeing this more than I'm not. And I've always tapped into this. I've always had the anointing, the discernment to see it for what it was instantly. And it's amazing to me as to how everybody is blamed concerning the rioting and the looting as to what's going on here in the United States of America. And with that said, I remember when the picture came out of the police officer, this rogue cop that allegedly killed George Floyd here in Minneapolis. I remember watching the life being choked out of George Floyd by this rogue police officer. And the first thing I noticed was everybody's complaining about how bad this cop is, and he is. There's no question about it. And none at all. No question whatsoever. And as I looked at him, I just thought, isn't this what the government's been allowed to do to the American people for decades in this country? And it's exactly right. Now, so everybody in this country is angry with the cop that did what he did to George Floyd, and rightfully so, right, lawfully. And is anybody paying attention to the responsible party as to who's been doing it to us for a long time in this country, namely the up-and-coming generation, the younger generations today? Then I seen a picture of a bunch of looters. And I noticed these looters, they had their hoods on, and they were breaking into stores and stealing people's merchandise. And, you know, they were causing damage. And then I began to notice right away, discernment-wise, the anointing that God has placed in my life, Isaiah 10:27, and 1 John chapter 2, the anointing that abides in me teaches me all things and guides me into all truth and gives me perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before me. That's what the Holy Ghost does. That's what the anointing does, okay? I remember looking at this picture with these looters, and I thought, you know what? While we're getting the life and the air choked out of us by the government, it's that same government today, and I'm talking about corruption. I'm not talking about lawful government. I'm talking about corrupt government in American government, and they need to go lawfully, okay? It just ran through my mind right away. Those that are looting, well, George Floyd's being killed by how we're getting the life choked out of us by the federal government because they've got their knee, and the state governments that have their knee into our neck choking the air out of us. We have another picture of these looters over here. Well, those looters over there really represent the federal government who create these coronavirus task bills, relief task bills, and they're emptying the coffers. They're looting the coffers, friends. Well, they're also strangling the life out of us at the same time. And I've long seen, since I've been in ministry, the media doing this continuously. I remember when I first started doing high school assemblies, friends, case in point, giving you my testimony, my experience, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I remember I did a high school assembly in Northfield, Minnesota. And I did two high school assemblies there. And it was a great assembly. Both assemblies were awesome. There's about 1,000 kids there. And what's interesting about it is during the assembly, we play music for the young people, and I'm actually the drummer for that band, and there's much more to that. That's a different show. But what I did is I stopped the assembly because there was a kid in my assembly program that was paralyzed, and I wanted that young man to feel special about being in that assembly program today, that day. So what I did is I took one of my drumsticks, and I walked through the sea of kids, and I handed the drumstick to this kid, because I wanted this kid, this child, to feel special that day. The kids thought that was the coolest thing in the world, the coolest thing since sliced bread. You know what the reporters did? They came out in their mainstream media outlets, right, their propaganda outlets. The useful idiots actually promulgated and broadcasted that I was making fun of handicapped kids that day in public schools. In that school in particular, Northfield, Minnesota. And then what I found out also, friends, is I was under attack incessantly for 6 weeks in that community. Week after week, I was on the front page of their paper. You know who was attacking me? A lesbian pastor who was marrying men to men and women to women. And as well as was she attacking me in my program, because her daughter, who was an atheist, was in my high school assembly that day. Okay? She was the one that was fueling the narrative. And she was also a gossip columnist for a paper in St. Paul called the Pioneer Press. But she came in and she twisted everything. She inverted everything. Isaiah 5:20. She took the truth and she made it a lie. She was trying to make me an enemy of the state by propagandizing the people to believe that what she was saying that I was doing, I was really responsible for doing, which in fact I was not, just the exact opposite. See, now, the good news is we had enough common sense from the very get-go to film every single high school assembly program that we've ever done to expose what really happens in those public schools. And by the way, when you do that, friends, it paralyzes the useful idiots. But if you let them get away with it, friends, guess what's going to happen? They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. But a pastor called me into that community shortly thereafter to answer for all of the things that were being said against me. So I go to a local church. There's about 75 people there. And out of the 75 people, guess who's sitting over in the back left-hand side of the church building? The one that was writing propaganda hit pieces on me and my ministry. So what I did is I pulled him out in front of everybody. I've done this several times, by the way. I pulled him out and I said, I want everybody to understand that it's that individual right there that has been writing these propaganda hit pieces on me and my ministry. Because I showed the people what really happened in the school, which made him out to be the total liar and useful idiot that he truly was. See, friends, I learned from the School of Hard Knocks early on in ministry as to how to deal with my enemy. Like the sons of Issachar, they knew the times. You're not going to know the times until you get in the fight and you get a couple scrapes and bruises and maybe even fatal blows in some particular situations where the resurrection of Jesus Christ comes for in Romans 6, that he might be glorified through us. Read John 12:25 as well when you get a moment. But if I didn't go through what I went through, I wouldn't understand who I'm dealing with. And I'm here to tell you who's attacking the American people. I'm here to tell you the mainstream media are the responsible party of working with corrupt politicians that are creating the chaos in this country with first-hand experience. So when I'm talking about this issue of being hijacked, this narrative with George Floyd, it was hijacked. And I'm here to tell you it is not the thugs on the street that you need to worry about. They're uneducated. Take the time to teach them, people. They need to become educated to target the people that are creating all of this chaos, the politicians, corrupt politicians, and the useful idiots in the mainstream media. That's who's creating, and that's who's behind all of this chaos through totalitarian methods. Now look what's happening. They're talking about disbanding police forces throughout the United States of America. They're talking about shifting government to a new form of government. Exactly. Folks, you can't create order without the chaos. But you need to educate yourself as to what is reformation and what is revolution. So, with that said, I'm going to take this in stride today because I fear that there's a lot of people in this country that are still confused in how it is, I know not, outside of the fact that they're not doing their own due diligence by reading the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution, because therein lies the very resolve that we claim that we're all looking for. And I need to reiterate these points, friends, because people so soon forget that the resolve is within each and every single one of us. So let me give you a real quick 10-pointer as to what the American people have learned over the last 60 and 70 years in this country before we pick up this topic and hit it full force. What have Americans learned from our history over the last seven decades? Number one. What have Americans learned from our American history over the last seven decades? Number two. Number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight. What is it that the American people have learned from her history over the last seven decades in this country? Number nine and number 10. If you're saying to yourself, well, Bradley, aren't you going to fulfill those blanks? Aren't you going to fill in those blanks? I did fill in those blanks. I filled in the blanks with what it is that the American people have learned in this country over the last seven decades. And you know what it is? Absolutely nothing. They're still caught up into the same circular reasoning, blaming each other for the crimes of corruption in politics and corruption in the mainstream media. The mainstream media and the politicians have the American people warring against each other, and we need to get away from this, and we need to begin to polarize the responsible parties and lawfully deal with each and every one of them. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back to this topic, and I'm going to go through.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final funeral service for George Floyd is continuing in Houston, Texas. Elvita King, niece to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Fox News contributor, says now is the time as Americans we need to act.
Whatever our differences, our skin color, weight, height, born male, born female, married, not married, rich, poor, veteran, baby in the womb, for God so loved.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes protesters should exercise their First Amendment right because it's the right thing to do.
I have no criticism for the millions of Americans who peacefully demonstrated in recent days. Their cause is beyond righteous.
The Kentucky Republican does find it baffling that protests are allowed, but places of worship have to stay closed. You're listening to USA Radio News. As states continue to slowly and safely reopen, on Friday we had some good economic news where jobs were gained as opposed to lost back in the month of May. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue tells Fox Business that we need to continue reopening to get that economy moving along again.
First of all, I think this report is very encouraging. We thought it might be as much as 8 million jobs lost. Instead, it was about 2.5, approximately. New jobs created, the largest ever, we think, right now. I think that's a function of several things, Charles. One, the PPP program is working. There's a pent-up demand out here. And I really think people want to get back to work.
About 8,500 active duty airmen want to fill the ranks of Space Force. The newest branch received that many applications in May. About 16,000 former members of the U.S. Air Force Space Command were automatically transferred to Space Force. The applications will be reviewed September 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I highlighted this first segment today. Michael Baden, he's the same doctor doing autopsies on these high-profile crimes. He's the responsible individual doctor who did the autopsy on JFK, MLK, The Simpsons, allegedly Jeffrey Epstein, and now George Floyd. He's still alive doing autopsies. Seems like he's delivering over the information that the powers that be want from him because he's still in power, right? And he's still delivering over to them, friends, false narratives concerning the autopsies on these individuals. This is a whole different show, but I could bring it right to MLK. I could bring it right to JFK for another hour concerning what took place there from firsthand individuals, okay? But with that said, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do take the time to read that, folks, because things are getting real weird out there. That's all I'm saying, okay? Getting real weird. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. I want to get over to this, and I want to get over to the fact that the narrative concerning George Floyd has been hijacked. I'm here to reaffirm, again, firsthand experience. For the record, all this stuff going on with George Floyd, that happened in South Minneapolis. Kind of a hoodie area. I was raised in North Minneapolis, in the hood, okay? So I'm very familiar. I know Minneapolis like the back of my hand because I was there for so many years. We moved 37 times as a kid, and I lived in Minneapolis and St. Paul, okay? So I know what I'm talking about, and I'm here to tell you, friends, that it's not the thugs on the streets that the media makes them out to be, by the way. But it's not the thugs on the streets that you need to worry about. It's the mainstream media, useful idiots, and the politicians that are behind creating the chaos. Now, listen, again, totalitarianism is a political system or a form of government that prohibits opposition parties, okay? It restricts individual opposition to the state, and it claims and exercises an extremely high degree of control over public and private life. Just ask Mao Zedong, just ask that of Joseph Stalin, because it's communism. Folks, authoritarianism, communism, totalitarianism, I mean, the list goes on. It doesn't matter. These are all the branches on the tree. It's my job as a preacher to lay the axe to the root of the tree and just tell you for what it is, okay? The fact of the matter is, who's behind all these branches on the trees, behind all these masks? The devil is. And he's using his minions to continuously divide the people one against another to destroy mankind. But he desires that man destroys himself, and apparently the American people that are drinking the Kool-Aid from the mainstream media and the politicians haven't quite figured that out yet. This is communism at play. Now, let me reiterate the point, friends. When the incident with George Floyd took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota, just this last month, and then watching the events unfold here, being played out by the governor, the mayor, and the attorney general, first consider all three of them. Folks, consider the governor, Tim Walz. Consider the mayor. Consider the attorney general. What's sad about Minnesota is we keep hearing from people all over the country, look at those dummies in Minnesota voted in. It's not the dummies in Minnesota that voted them in. Folks, it's major voter fraud. It's the dummies that allow them to continuously recycle voter fraud. Remember what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. There's major voter fraud here. If you look at polling when they're voting in new representatives in the state of Minnesota, you look at the state, it's completely red, except Minneapolis and a little chunk of Minneapolis. And somehow or another, that small portion of people seem to rule over the rest of the people in the state of Minnesota. It's major voter fraud going on in the state. Tim Walz is a Judas. We all know that. Don't tell me that he was voted in. Folks, the mayor here, he is an absolute subversive. He wasn't voted in, friends. When you look at Attorney General Keith Ellison, a jihadist, a criminal, friends, is what he is. He wasn't voted in. And if you look at the population, even of the Muslim population, the numbers are not even close as to how many Muslims are here in the state of Minnesota to put him into office. I can tell you firsthand from the circles that are just local friends that the people in the state hate Keith Ellison. And you talk to anybody with the right mind or brain on their shoulders or in their heads, they're going to tell you they know that he's there by voter fraud. He didn't have the support of the American people. He didn't have the support of the people in Minnesota. They're hated. Read Leviticus 26, verse 15 when you get a moment. It's a sign of judgment, by the way. Also, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. It's a sign of judgment. But I wanted to let you know, friends, don't think for 1 minute people in Minnesota are just going along with this and saying, oh, yeah, we voted him in. We didn't vote him in. Major voter fraud. Okay? But moving on. The narrative was completely hijacked and almost instantaneously. Remember last week I played some audio for you from Chief Madaria Arenado. And he seems, honestly, he seems like a cool guy. He seems like a good guy. But as they say, you like everybody at first, right? But he seemed to be discerning the situation for what it was. Okay? And I'm not condemning him. I think he's done a good job up to this point. But knowing that the narrative was completely hijacked, remember last week, he said it went from peaceful protest to a shift that night. That's what he said, verbatim. And then on to many people rioting and looting are not from the city. And this just within a few hours. So when this happened, it was completely hijacked. Completely hijacked. And very swiftly. So someone was in the winds waiting upon this to happen or an issue to happen like this so they could capitalize on it. And it's what they've done. Now, when identifying communism, listen, this is what I want to say slow. And I'm not trying to condescend. I'm not talking down on anybody. But I think of this stuff constantly. Okay? And I think of it from a perspective of the Word of God exposing the enemy who's been attacking me for 23 years. That's their first mistake, and it's their last mistake. Okay? They want guys like me to just go away. But when you identify a communist, which we have been in real time, one has to only look at the method to identify their madness, as well as the agents. Who are the agents? Come on, let's say it together. The politicians and the mainstream media's useful idiots. Say it. Politicians and the mainstream media's useful idiots. They're the ones that are provoking. They are the ones that are the provocateurs, and they are the one, in fact, responsible for inciting domestic insurrection. Are they not? Are they not? Yes, they are. So I got a question for you. With just what I said, why are people in this country fighting amongst themselves? Why are they making it a black issue versus a white issue? Folks, all the while knowing that that's what those that are provoking the domestic insurrection are in fact responsible for inciting. Why is it that the American people don't go to the responsible party and deal with them? Because, friends, the bottom line is if you don't finally deal with them, they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. And here's the other thing. Here's the kicker for those that are listening to me for the very first time. What amazes me is how the American people know who all the bad guys are. And yet they're still there to commit another crime on and upon each and every one of us again tomorrow because we fail to deal with them today. Here's another point I want to make. Isn't it astounding? And by the way, if you disagree with my point, please call me and correct me. 1-866-582-9933. Isn't it astounding? Does it not astound many people today that this is happening under the president that said, let's make America great again, that's pulling massive crowds all over the United States of America in support of what he promised to bring back in the rule of law, to bring in the DOJ, to prosecute and drain the swamp, yet 5 years later, 2 days, he hasn't prosecuted one person. Does it not amaze you that this is happening under Donald Trump's administration? Does it not amaze you that he's silent on the issues going on in the United States of America? Does it not amaze you that he is the most impotent president in American history to sit back and watch the stuff that's going on in the United States of America, and he fails to prosecute not just the looters, not just the rioters, but also the governors and the attorney generals and the mayors and those that are creating the domestic insurrection within the media? How come those people are never prosecuted? Because they're the ones, in fact, fueling the narrative. Hey, folks, you need to think about what's going on. And this is where my message offends people. And if it offends you for the right reason, then I'm doing my job. That's what a preacher's supposed to do. If I don't offend you, then I'm probably not doing my job. Listen carefully. This leads to exhibit what it is that they are looking to their end aim. What is it that politicians and the media is working? What are they working hand in glove? What is their end aim? What is their objective? Well, these minions of the devil himself, first and foremost, are lawless. Understand they are lawless. They think they're demigods. They feel that they have some sort of congressional immunity. They're above the law. They don't have to respond, or they're not responsible for the consequences of what they are themselves creating today. That's how they act. Believe me. Just ask me. I'll tell you. Folks, they're not there upholding the U.S. Constitution, because if they were, they would be maintaining order with the use of the law while enforcing it upon the heads of the wicked, all of them. But we know, friends, they're not going to prosecute each other. Okay? Identifying a communist. They're not there upholding the law. Instead, they are, in fact, tearing away at the law because they want to replace the law with policies that counter our laws. Is that true? If it is, I'm going to bring you to the next level right after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of South Dakota. That's why you're not hearing commercials, Jorg. Wanted to let you know as well, if you want to call in, please do. I get these cowards, what they like to do is they come in after the show and they take shots at me. So, cowards, I want to let you know that the lines are wide open if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday I had a guy complaining about the fact that I'm shooting scripture out there, but I'm not reading it off for them. Well, my Bible tells me that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, and that's as the Holy Ghost gives it. And if I was to sit there and quote every scripture that's coming out of my mind and bubbling up out of my heart by the Holy Ghost, I'd be here for 3 hours every day. So he complained about the fact that I'm not reading them off for him, but I do want to let you know that when they come up, they're applicable to the conversation that we're having right then and there. If you want to call in, I'm calling out to all the cowards right now, okay, that want to take a shot at me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Right now we're talking about hijacked. It's not the thugs on the streets that you need to worry about. It's the mainstream media and politicians that are behind creating the chaos. Well, then let's deal with them lawfully. That's the answer that we're all claiming that we want. And I've said it 1.5 million times and tell the message you sent that we're not going to tolerate you and your crimes against we the people anymore and mean what we say. They're going to continuously do it. And that's exactly what they're doing. Oh, Bradley, you have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, I beg to differ. For 23 years of ministry and being harassed by what you call shadow government, I know all the well as to what I'm talking about. Let me tell you. 1-866-582-9933. Another earmark of these individuals is not that they're only lawless. They're not upholding the law, and that's what we're seeing today. We see them banter back and forth accusing each other, and it goes no further, and then we end up losing our God-given rights, right? Read Matthew or Mark 3:25. And what we see them do is we see them tear away at the law, and they replace it with policies that counter law. Is that what they're trying to do today? Yep, they are. Are they the ones attacking you right now concerning your Bill of Rights? Yes, they are. Well, let me tell you this. The Constitution of the United States of America, friend, is there to restrain governments from what they're doing today. Okay? Not restrain the people from upholding the law. That's totalitarianism. See, in contrast, if we want reformation, which we do, and we don't want a revolution, and if there is a revolution, it is one in which we remove the corrupt politicians, the communists, from the system of government that is now in place. That's what we want, if they want to call it revolution. Again, these provocateurs, these agents of the state want a revolution, not reformation. Okay? They're not looking to enforce the law. They don't prosecute the criminals. They sidestep the criminals, and they tear away at the law so they can lay down a policy that undermines the Constitution to bring in a new form of government. That is what's happening here, friends. That's what's happening. They want to demonstrate to you that the current, this is important too. They want to demonstrate to you, this is what they're doing right now in front of your faces. They want to demonstrate to you that the current institution of government is ineffective, is what they want. And it must be changed. Well, the Bible tells us not to be given to those that are given to change. Why would you want to change the longest standing constitution in modern history, friends? Only God can do that. And I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because they're at war with God. And it's a war that they're going to find out that they're not going to win, just like the rest of them. And they're also going to understand that the seed of the righteous is forever. Okay? Again, Charles Spurgeon gives the analogy that the world is the hammer. The anvil is the church. You don't replace the anvil, you replace the hammer. But why the anvil tolerates the hammer, I know not. Read Exodus 23, the whole chapter. See, again, friends, they want to demonstrate to you that the current institution of government is ineffective and it must be changed. That's not the problem. That's not the problem at all. See, friends, we need good men to occupy representative government in this country. The institution of American government is God ordained, Exodus 18:25, and good men are what is lacking, not public office. Okay? Good men are what is lacking, period. It's good men that we need in the position of government. And until the American people take the responsibility and deal with those that are responsible for trying to bring in a global order by creating the chaos, again, nothing's going to change. Don't blame them for what you tolerate. Don't blame them for what you let, for what you allow them to do. Again, friends, if you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10. It's that simple. See, now, sadly, the American people have been led to believe that the corrupt are going to prosecute the corrupt. And that just isn't going to happen. Until the people respond to the Lord's commands, Deuteronomy 4, or until the Lord brings judgment upon us himself. That's what's happening today. And that judgment will happen when men, the American people, 330 million of you, allow the corrupt to rule the day. Who's ruling the day today? Yes, of course, God is ruling. Is he blessing or is he cursing? Well, he says, tell the wicked, woe unto them, and he tells the righteous, say it would be well with them. Right? But what you see today, what do you see happening? Folks, I want to say this. It's a word of encouragement. If we were where they claim that we are, like a mall map, you are here right now. If we were where they want you to believe that we are, we wouldn't have the freedom to do the right thing. Now, listen, that's got to hit home sooner or later. And you can't do that outside of Christ. Listen, the message the Lord is giving America today is repent, for your sin is finding you out. The message from the Lord today is the plumb line has been dropped. He's not going to pass by anymore. Okay? The message from the Lord is that he is a merciful God, but you refused his mercy. You're even refused the 7 times more. So what happens is it takes, goes in stages because the American people refuse to hear God. Listen, he's going to win out. But how you can refuse a heart that God has bewilders me to no end. To take his son, to put him on a cross, and to take our sin that put him on that cross and lay it to him. Our iniquity has been laid upon him. And for him to die for our sin to redeem us back to God, why and what in even our right mind would cause us to turn away from such a merciful and a loving God? And I want to say this, he's God to you, if you don't know him, but he's daddy to me. Because by the Holy Ghost, I do, because I'm in union with Christ. By the way, it's not a relationship with Jesus, it's union with Jesus. Let me say that again. It's not a relationship. I know that's modern gospel lingo, friends, but it's not scriptural. It's not a relationship with Jesus. You are in union with Jesus. That means take up the cross and follow me. Matter of fact, I got another quote here from none other than E.M. Bounds, who would know better than the prayer warrior himself. And this is what he had to say, and I want you to listen carefully to this, because this is the end of the message for today. And again, it's very applicable to where we're at concerning the issues that we're facing in America today. Because what he does is he brings in God's plan. God loves you and has a wonderful plan. Nope, Billy Graham and Franklin Graham's message have been misconstrued. In so many ways, even heretical, apostate. Look at the church today, friends. They look at him as if to suggest that he's the standard outside of Christ. But let's go back 100 years and see the gospel that they preached, and let's apply that to ourselves before we end the show. E.M. Bounds said, Edward McKendry, right? Bounds said, all God's plans have the mark of the cross on them, and all his plans have death to self in them. I remember hearing a preacher of God one time say, if you haven't found something to die for, it's because you haven't found something to live for. Hey, folks, we've heard it said, William Cullen Bryant said, truth crushed to the earth. It will rise again, but it rises to the church, and it rises by the power of God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we are witnesses of Jesus Christ, Romans 6. But until we understand the cross, and that God's plans have the mark of the cross on every single one of them, and that all of his plans have death to self in them, we're not going to understand what true Christianity is all about. Is this really about the Lord's will being done on this earth as it is in heaven? Then, folks, we need to peruse the Constitution, which is based upon the Word of God, and we need to begin to uphold God's judgments. Because without upholding God's judgments, this is going to be the dog chasing his tail in circular reasoning for another decade. And it's going to be another decade. And the American people are going to suffer more abuses. And folks, keep in mind, corruption loves to lay upon the innocent. Have you had enough yet? Because we're the only ones together, one nation under God, that can bring about resolve that needs be. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. I will talk to you in 23. Have a great day, and we'll talk at you soon. See ya!
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.